the amount of deforestation that is happening right now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that is causing a major issue for the marine environment. And people would have been able to associate some of the major storms and the effects that they would have had in the lower area, and especially in the coastal area, with deforestation that was taking place in the forest, especially deforestation for illegal activities such as production of marijuana and for squatting, etc. So when you cut down these trees, there's no holding capacity anymore. The roots that we were depending on to hold the soil and hold the bank sides, they are no longer there. And the trees that you cut down along with the soil that they have released is now washing into the sea. Once upon a time, rain used to be coming in the mountain and the water down here was crisp and clear. Now the sun will be shining, a little bit of rainfall, and you're seeing the rivers looking all murky. And when anything happens, you're just seeing a lot of styrofoam. And these are not going to go anywhere. 400 years from now, the same styrofoam that we bought our barbecue would be there. And I like to sometimes refer to the situation where people throw garbage, especially higher up in the mountain, and they go right back straight in the water and bathe. And if they were to label some of these garbage, they probably will come back down and meet the very garbage that they left up in the mountain, mm-hmm. up in the river, right there waiting on the beach, the same beach that they're bathing on. Where there's human activity, even on a brief scale, up high up in the mountain, it's still affecting the sea.